Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth, and I am so grateful you are here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. And it's been a little while. It's been a busy month of January for me. I cannot believe we are already into February, and actually 5 days into February already. So I've actually been having the call to do a few episodes, and I've been, sadly to say, too busy to answer the call. So when I'm being pulled to do a podcast, I literally just do it while the energy is kind of speaking to me. However, today's episode is, and excuse my voice, I am fighting a bit of a cold, so hopefully I can do this without sneezing or coughing. But today I'm being called to just do a reading, an energetic reading for the month of February. And so the first card that I pulled is the energy card. And so the energy that I'm getting from this card, or the message that it's speaking for the theme of February, is just managing your energy, just really listening to your body. If you're tired, you're going to have to need to rest. If you are feeling a little bit repulsed by someone, or just feeling like you need to distance yourself, then please listen to that. Energy doesn't lie, and so it's very important to listen to what the energy is speaking to you, be it from relationships, be it from your relationship with money, maybe it's your health. I really want you to pay attention to what energy is communicating to you in every facet of your life, because it is something that will communicate and provide information to you regarding. And if you're needing more energy, then I'm going to suggest going into meditation, and I might be doing a few meditations on here for you guys too. We'll see. We'll just kind of see where things lead, but you can go back earlier. It's a few years, but you can go back into some of the meditations I did there too. Maybe some of those will speak to you, but you can change the energy of your body just through going into a meditation and really connecting to your body. So don't underestimate the power of what you are capable of and what is truly possible in regard to energy, your body, and the world around you, because sometimes it's simply a shift in your perspective or a shift in your energy that will change everything externally and how you're interacting, because your frequency is what is interacting with other things. So I just recently listened to a podcast with Rhonda Byrne. And if you're not sure who she is, she's the lady that wrote the book, The Secret, and that came out back in 2006. That book was life-changing for me. It is something that I teach and has become part of my teachings and a part of just who I am as a being, because it is truths and universal laws that exist. And so sometimes, and I'm going to be working on, again, it's just like all these things coming at me. I'm going to be working on possibly a card deck. It's a book that I'm writing, but I want a card deck to go along with it, in that it's 52 ways to change anything that isn't working for you in your life. And so you can either flip to a page in the book, or you can use the card deck and pick a card, and you can ask what your block is. And then that card's going to give you some direction on how to change your energy, or how to be in that moment as a tool to create change in your life. So anyway, I digress, and I'm coming back to the cards. So the theme for the month is energy. Pay attention. So, very, very interesting. And I might have to go into a story after. But so I'm using my soul coaching deck by Denise Lynn. I love these cards. I call them the truth cards. The very first card is always what's blocking you. The second card is what will heal or resolve it. And then the third card is the outcome. And so the first card is light. And so what is blocking you is that you are not letting your light shine. You are dimming your light. And I think so many of us do this because we feel like if we're too bright, we will make others uncomfortable. And the thing is, that's on them. That's their choice. It takes a lot of energy to dim our light. And why are we doing that? Because light spreads. And the light is needed right now. And when you shine your light, you become the lighthouse for others. And the ones who can't take your light or, you know, whatever that is, that's on them. They can go away, but you need to stand in your power and your truth and what lights you up. So that's the very first card. Stop dimming your light. Start stepping into what your strengths are, your abilities, what lights you up, what you love to do, because the world needs more of that right now. And it is a time to focus on what kind of world you want to live in. So the next card that will heal or resolve it is actually commitment. And so I'm going to say commitment to your self-care, commitment to what it is that you need to do to put your own oxygen mask on first before assisting others. So this comes back to the theme of the month, is your energy and managing your energy. So I'm going to really invite you to take this seriously, because we have a physical body, and if we're not looking after it, if we're not feeding it the right things, it is going to crash. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So it's really, really important to be putting your own oxygen mask on first before assisting others. If you're a busy mom or parent, it's okay to ask your kids to go play and be self-contained, to give you that space and that time to, you know, take care of yourself, because we cannot give from an empty vessel. So that is what will heal or resolve it, is just taking the time to nurture yourself. We're in a time of winter here. If you are in North America or this part of the world, obviously if you're over in Australia, New Zealand, all those other areas, it's a different season for you. But for those of us in North America, it is winter. And so maybe this is a time for you to just, that's what the trees do, right? They drop their leaves and they go into a space of rest. Maybe you need to just give yourself some time this month to really just rest and recharge and do the things that you need to do to nurture yourself. Are you making you a priority? Maybe you need to do a little bit of movement and exercise. Get those lymphatics moving. Get the toxins moving out of your body. It doesn't have to be a lot of exercise, you guys. I'm not asking you to go do a 45-minute workout. I have a 6-minute workout that I do, and I'm going to share that with you right now, just briefly. Pick an exercise that you can do for a minute and then switch to a different exercise for a minute. So I will do arm dips for a minute. I will do a squat on the same leg, like standing, and then reach out my left legs, dip down, and then back to standing for 1 minute, and then I'll switch to my right leg. I will do jumping jacks for a minute. There's lots of different things you can do for a minute exercise, and then do 6 different exercises, and that's your 6-minute workout. So just get that body moving, and, you know, just do all the things that you need to do. What is it that you need to do? Do you need to drop some weight? You know, and what are the steps that you need to do that? So really commit to yourself and reaching those goals. And then the outcome is just new beginnings. You're going to see things in a different light, but as you allow yourself to step into your strengths and commit to yourself and your self-care, maybe there's a new journey that's waiting to unfold before you on a new path. And then I always flip the deck over for moving forward. And, you know, as you're moving forward, this is about healing. So letting go of the things that no longer serve you, no longer work for you. And maybe we can do a quick little exercise here. I know this is all very brief, and I'm really shoving this into a short period of time, but it's powerful and it's transformative. And that's what my work is all about. And if you know somebody that you think will really connect to this podcast, please share it out. It's what I'm here for. I speak to all of you who are listening here. We're all one. We are all connected by energy. And I'm just really here to provide more ease and joy on your path. and to maybe be that guiding light to just light the path when you feel like you're in darkness or you're feeling like you're a little bit stuck, because everything is simply energy and energy is never stagnant. Maybe you're just holding yourself in a repeated pattern. So anyway, for moving forward with healing, what is it that you can let go of right now and just acknowledge and just say, you know what? It's time to let this go. I don't need to hold on to this any longer. I'm not going to hold myself prisoner. It's just a choice. And I can let this go and I can move forward. And I no longer need to dwell on this. It can become a part of my past. It's not who I am. It's an experience that I've had, but it no longer needs to be a part of my being as I move forward. And are you willing to just let that go? And if it's yes, I now destroy and uncreate it, take a deep breath and just let it go. So if we're moving forward, just acknowledging all of those things, we're infinite beings, you guys. We don't need to hold on to crap. For what reason or purpose? And I want to say, like, through many of the modalities out there, there's a lot of good things, but there's also a lot of dogma and lies and misinformation. And I want to just say, if you're just willing to acknowledge that you're an infinite being that is simply energy, healing can happen in a moment, in this second, just by a choice that you make to let it all go. It doesn't have to be years of therapy and this big, long journey. No, that's a lie and that's a myth. But it's up to you. You're the creator of your life. If you want to create that, or you need to create that, or you need it to be kind of more of a drawn out process, then there is no right or wrong. It's all just a choice. And I support you in whatever it is that you choose. I'm here for the journey. I'm here to help guide you. And that's what I do in this podcast. I just show up. I speak to the energy and whatever is required to create more ease and joy on people's paths. That's it. So that's your reading for February. That's the theme. Pay attention to energy. It doesn't lie. So if something's feeling off with someone, trust that. Even if they're not admitting it, or, you know, they're saying everything is fine, I'm going to say energy doesn't lie. And maybe they just don't want to face it, or maybe they just don't want to express it. There is no right or wrong, but you know the truth. So thank you for joining me here today. And remember, you are the creator of your life. If something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.